A Complete History of the Rugby World Cup, In Pursuit of Bill, by Lance Peaty, narrated by Drew MacArthur. Preface. World in Union. Every 4 years, that distinctive tune becomes a familiar sound as rugby fans around the globe feel goosebumps and cast their eyes to the third largest event in world sport. The now iconic anthem of Rugby World Cup has had many different versions, and it is such a thrill to include selective parts across this audiobook from the version by New Zealand singer Hayley Westenra. Layered in with the highs and lows of all 9 tournaments, plus exclusive insights from the boardroom politics and lengthy journey it took to create rugby's greatest stage, please sit back and enjoy the ride from New Zealand 1987 to Japan 2019 and everywhere in between. When Japan pulled off one of the most stunning upsets in the history of sport by defeating the then 2-time Rugby World Cup champion South Africa on day 2 of the 2015 tournament, rugby fans worldwide were in disbelief. The scenes at Brighton Community Stadium in the south of England were euphoric, and it generated global headlines. A so-called tournament minnow had claimed the prized scalp of a heavyweight contender. The 8th edition of the Rugby World Cup exploded into life with an unprecedented element of the unexpected, and with it came a new band of followers who believed anything could happen across the ensuing 6 weeks. They were not left disappointed. 4 years later, Japan went on to host the Rugby World Cup on home soil, with the World Rugby Governing Body finally going beyond the comfort zone for Asia to host its first ever Rugby World Cup. And what an outstanding success it was. The host nation extended on their heroics from 4 years earlier to make their first ever Rugby World Cup quarter-final, where they would, ironically, fall to South Africa. Defeating Japan in Tokyo that night, though, was no easy feat for the Springboks, who would eventually go on to win the 2019 tournament. The Brave Blossoms had totally engaged their nation and the rugby world yet again, and while the tournament was forced to dodge a deadly typhoon, there is no denying the winds of change and growth Japan as a host nation injected into the sport. Long may that growth of the game beyond the comfort zone continue. When I first took on the task of writing this book in 2002, there were many great stories to tell around the journey that the Rugby World Cup had taken in a very short time since the inaugural event in 1987. However, the most encouraging of all to recount in this 4th edition and first ever audiobook is the growth of the game across the lower tier nations. The same day Japan's Brave Blossoms defeated the Springboks, Georgia pulled off an amazing upset over Tonga, and it was clear Rugby World Cup 2015 would deliver many great stories. The same trend carried to Japan in 2019, as the host nation won their pool undefeated and advanced to the knockout stage after knocking over Ireland, who had been sitting at the top of the world rankings just months before the tournament. I was truly honored and humbled by the many positive reviews for the first edition of this book when it was launched in the United Kingdom after the 2007 tournament, and I'm very grateful that New Holland Publishers shared the vision and helped develop the second edition in 2011 and third edition in 2015. Now a new era awaits, and I hope you enjoy this first audiobook edition, which recounts the previous print editions plus the memorable 2019 tournament in Japan. Many good rugby people, and some who are not necessarily rugby people, continue to make this project possible. My gratitude to all of them cannot be justified by words here, not to mention the list that would probably amount to a chapter alone if I was to thank them all individually. You know who you are, I know who you are, and I'm forever grateful for your support across the 4 editions of this book. From legendary players and winning Rugby World Cup captains, commentators, and right through to the amazing archive keepers from various unions around the world, my sincerest thank you to everyone within the rugby family and across the media who have helped this project come to fruition again. Finally, I must thank my family and friends for their unwavering support. My dearest mother, for her inspirational approach to life amid so many setbacks, and from the bottom of my heart, a massive thank you to my incredible wife Catherine, who has been so understanding and offered many words of encouragement while being the pillar to raising our 3 beautiful children, Xavier, Riley.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?